Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. How are you all doing? I am pleased to say the heating is back on in the office. So when I come in a morning, the timer's on and it's super toasty and it's lush and I feel very, very grateful that it's back on now. What else have I been doing? I've been keeping at the gym routine. I'm doing really well at that. I'm being consistent. I do like to, and if you do follow me on Instagram, I do like to have something downloaded on the iPad that I can just kind of move around with me from machine to machine. And that just helps me to, I don't know, I feel like I always need a podcast, but if I do a podcast when I'm running, the run feels really long, whereas if I'm watching something, the time goes much faster. So it does help. It really helps me. It's not for everyone, but it does really help me. And I was getting to the point where I'd watched everything, like I'd binged Selling Sunsets. I was even going back over on Ted Lasso again, and I just needed something new to watch. And oh my God, how much amazing stuff is back on the TV at the minute. We've got The Crown, which I watched the first episode and it is unbelievable. Sorry if you don't like The Crown, but I loved it and I'm so pleased. That's definitely something I am watching on the treadmill. One other thing that I've started watching is it All the Light We See? Or All the Light We Cannot See, I think it's called, on Netflix. I'm only one episode in, and I feel like, I mean, it's sad, don't get us wrong, it's really sad, the first episodes. I'm hoping it's going to have some sort of heartwarming ending to it, but that's really lovely. I feel like there's loads of stuff come back at the minute. What else? I've got my son into watching The Bake Off this year with us because my daughter's not bothered anymore. So that's really good. Oh, I've got The Gilded Age. That's back. I loved that first season of that. And I think they're on to the second season now. So I loved that. I feel like there's loads of stuff that I can watch, but not as much that my husband can watch with me because he's just not bothered. The Morning Show, I've finished that. Oh, that is the best thing on TV. If you can get Apple TV, even if you only get it for like a month, binge The Morning Show. It is one of the best things on TV. I absolutely love it. Okay. One thing that came up last week when I was at a kid's party was I turned around and I hadn't seen one of the mums for ages because sometimes you just don't see them if they're not doing the pickups and drop-offs. And she's like, how are you doing? And I was like, yeah, good, good, just busy. And she's like, oh, right, have you started your Christmas shopping? And I was like, no. And she went, what? She was like, you've only got 6 weeks. And I remember thinking, oh my God, this is so not me. Like, I'm normally done by November, like the 1st of November, and I haven't even started, and we are mid-November. And she was saying how she's nearly done. And honest, it did. Like, for a moment, as I was sat there, I was feeling like, whoosh, like, overwhelmed, thinking, oh my God, how am I going to fit it all in? And then I remembered what I did last year. I just made a list. I sat down, got it done, ordered it online. And it was easy as that. And this is where I wanted the focus of this episode to go, is that sometimes we perceive things as hard, and actually when we do it, it's not that hard because we can find things to make it easier. And this came up for a client of mine. She is a single mom and she wants to start up her own business and for that to be eventually the sole income and the thing that supports her to buy a home for her two kids. So we're working on not necessarily her business acumen, because she's very, you know, she knows how to build websites, she knows how to do certain things, but it's more around the mindset blocks that have stopped her, because in the past she's had businesses and then paused them for whatever reason and just never continued with it. So at the moment she's working for someone else.
Sorry.
Sorry, the dog was pawing at us. I don't know whether you'll hear his little pitter-patter in the background of his little feet jumping up at us on the wooden floor. So I've just picked him up. Where was I? Yeah, so at the moment, she's working for someone else. She's doing 4 days. And we have a plan of action for her. She's got a list of things that she needs to do. She's even got a beautiful colour-coded kind of schedule of what it'll look like on a weekly basis. We've got two, actually. We've got one, what it'll look like when she's fully set up in that business and she's not working at other full-time job. And we've also got a schedule for what it'll look like while she's working 4 days a week and doing this kind of 1 day a week and some evenings as well. So all the building blocks are there. And last session she came and she hadn't done that much towards what she wanted to do. And she went, I just feel like I've got it in my head that I've worked all day. So I don't, like, why should, like, not why should I have to work again, but like I've worked all day, like, God, I can't be bothered to work again. And it's a total mindset shift that's needed in this, because one, this isn't something that taxing that she needs to do. Like, it doesn't require her to massively step out of side of her comfort zone yet on the stuff that she needs to do. Like, you know, what's the stages of set launching the business? They're not that taxing. She knows that side of the business really well. So it's not like it's hard. It's more just she's got it in her head that it's effort. So instead, she's sitting kind of scrolling on her phone or, you know, doing anything but watching TV, whatever, doing anything but working on a business. And I know this came up for me when I first started my diploma, when I was wanting to become a coach. And I was working full time and I used to work away a lot. And I think, oh, God, like, I just can't be bothered to go and get out the computer and sit down and, you know, watch one of the teaching videos, whatever. Like, it was just, it felt like an effort until I changed my mindset around it and started thinking about what was my push and pull factor. So for my client, it's to get a house for our kids. My pull factor was to not have to do the full-time job that I was doing. That was my push factor. It was pushing me to do it. But my pull factor, the thing that was pulling me towards coaching, is because I really wanted to understand how I could help people. So there's two huge reasons, right? And when you know your why, that's really important. Because that's the thing that gets us excited. And actually, before I had the thing that I knew I wanted to do, I would almost be jealous of, like, a friend of mine who had her own business and, you know, worked her own hours. But my God, did she work hard. You know, like, yes, she could take her children to school or one child at the time. She could take him to school. She could be there. No, I don't think she was there for pickup. But she did not necessarily manage her own hours, but she worked what the business needed her to work at the times it needed her to work, if that makes sense. So she did a lot of late nights because she was a dance teacher. But it meant she got kind of like, you know, to do bits and pieces on a morning, you know, but she was always on the laptop. And I remember feeling a little bit jealous of hers that she had autonomy over it, in a sense of, you know, she could choose when she worked. And I remember thinking how glamorous it must be to be able to be working on your own business. And yet when I'm sat there wanting to do my diploma, I'm thinking it's hard and, oh God, I'm so tired. Like, why do I have to do this? Or whatever rubbish story I was telling myself. And actually, once I got into it and I got over that hurdle, it's like if you ever start running and you get past the first 5 minutes, like, the rest of it's all right after that. Well, maybe it's not the rest of it, but once you get going, it's not too bad. And that was the same with doing the diploma. It was like once I got started and I got into a groove and I got a really good habit and routine with it, so I'd pick certain days that I was doing it, I had a certain list that I was following so that, you know, there was structure to it as well. I wasn't just kind of sitting there thinking, how much do I need to do? It was like, actually, this is how much I'm doing and this is what I want to get through. So there's no difference to me achieving it. Like, the outcome is still the same, but it was my thoughts about it that changed that made it easier. And that's what we need to do. We need to start looking at things, because everything doesn't need to be hard. I put a lovely quote on Instagram the other day, and it was because I was thinking specifically about doing this podcast for you guys, is that the universe doesn't need you to try harder. It needs you to work on believing it's possible. Now, that's part of it. You do need to believe that the outcome is possible. But you're not always going to do that in the first instance. What you need to start doing is working towards enjoying these bits, the building blocks, making the thing that you're working towards easy. So like going to the gym. Like, I was sat last night, and don't get us wrong, this feeling will take over sometimes and it will allow me not to do it. But I've made a commitment that I will go, and I appreciate it's not that much. I have made a commitment that I'll go at least twice. Now, I'd love to think that at some point I'll increase that and it'll be at least three times. Because it's that shift, because I know I'm going to go at least twice. Like tonight, I can give myself a little bit of like a, but you've been twice, so you don't really need to go tonight. So I'll give myself it off, unless I've decided, no, you said you were going to go three times. You failed. Like, it's almost kind of setting the boundaries in my own head and being accountable to myself. So at the moment, it's at least twice. So I'm getting there twice, right? But even last night, and that was my second time going that week, I was thinking to myself, like, oh, I could so just not go to the gym. And I was thinking to myself, why do I feel like that? And I know it's because, not necessarily, it's not the gym bit. It's the, God, this is going to sound ridiculous. It's the journey in the car. I don't like going from being toasty warm. As you know, I love being toasty warm since I've harped on about how cold the office was. I don't like going from toasty warm to cold. And I remember thinking that to myself, and I thought, right, well, just put a jumper on when you get in the car, like, stop whinging about it, Jude. And I was having a little word with myself. And as I got in the car and I was driving to the gym, which is not that far away, I parked up, and then I saw what must be like, I don't know, the Blade and Harriers or something round our way, like a running group. And they must have used the gym as like a meeting point, or at least they were running past it. No, it must have been a meeting point because you can't run past it. So they must have used it as a meeting point. Anyway, there was loads of runners. It's dark. It's cold. I remember sitting in the car thinking, oh, you poor buggers. I get to go into the gym and it's really warm. And then again, my mindset changed again. And I'm like, oh, excited for the gym, because I think, oh, it's toasty warm inside. I can't wait to get inside and get on the treadmill and get running. And it's that shift in mindset that makes things easier. Because if I was thinking, oh God, I've got to go to the gym and, oh, I can't be bothered. Like, imagine the effort I'd be putting into that. It would be so pathetic and it would feel hard. Whereas, because I was excited and I had the first episode of The Crown to watch from the current season, I was looking forward to that. So I made it fun and I loved it. Like, actually loved it. Totally planked for like 50 seconds. That's 10 seconds more than what I've been doing. So I'm even buzzing about that. So all the time, I want you to start thinking about how, if I'm feeling like, oh, this is difficult, I want you to ask yourself, how can you make it easy? Because actually, you know, my client gets to do something on the nighttime. She's got a side hustle that she's now starting and it's exciting, and she's got the opportunity to make money, and she has an opportunity to create a better work-life balance, a better life for her kids, because of this idea that she's got, because of this thing that she's going to work on, and it's going to have this amazing outcome. Now, if she was thinking in that sense and really think, which to be fair, we worked on in session, if she was looking at it in that sense of like, oh my God, I get to do this, like, how amazing, then your mindset changes and you start to become invested in it. You start to become excited about it. You start to become motivated. you almost, and it's like me now, it's like organic all the time. It is not an effort for me to work. And I am excited and I am always looking at things that I can improve and change. And, you know, like I've started to think about, you know, what can I do now on YouTube? Because I've never really used that platform. Should I start making more videos on that? Because I've got a bit of time back because my corporate stuff's done. Like, where else can I find something exciting to work on? So there's all those things that I could easily go, do you know what? Things have got a bit easier. I could take an extra day off this week. But I'd find that really boring, like a full day off on my own. Like, I'd rather work. And that's because I've cultivated a workspace. And that doesn't mean to say just my office. That's like a workspace mindset around what I do. And I'm really excited about it. So what is the thing that you're finding difficult right now that you need to try and make easy so that you can get the desired outcome? Because do you know what? If somebody handed you that result right now, the thing that you're working towards, you wouldn't feel like you deserved it. You'd worry that you were going to, like, you know, that something bad was going to happen. You know, all of that gunk comes up if we get something easy. And now I'm not saying that we're trying to make this hard. It's not. It's like you want to feel like you've done the work. And when you get the outcome, you'll be so proud of yourself. Like, now that I am seeing the success that I am in my businesses, I am so proud of myself. But I also know I've worked really, really hard. And that's not what Gigi used to be like. Gigi used to be fly by the seat of her pants, like leave it till the last minute, hope for the best, and then be really disappointed if I messed up and I'd beat myself up about it. Whereas now, because there's a lovely steady pace to everything that I do, if I feel like something didn't go as well as I wanted, I will look back and go, I need to tweak that next time, or maybe I could do this different next time. So take a moment to look at where you've put barriers in your own way because of the way you're looking at something. And then start to ask yourself, how can I look at this differently? How can I get excited about the thing that I'm going to do? How can I make this easier? How can I change my mindset around it? And I promise you, you will start to feel the difference when you look at something differently. And not only will you feel it, but your energy will be different. And the thing that you are making hard will become easy. Okay? Focus on the life that you want and stop putting barriers in your own way. And whatever you're doing this week, make sure you make it easy. Have an amazing week, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.